you know what? The most important thing I know that I learned was know who you're working with as far as producers and studio engineers go. I had a really great experience with everyone that I worked with on all three albums, but at the same time, I felt like I had a really hard time articulating what exactly I wanted to hear,
mm-hmm.
And being able to translate that to the person I was working with. And so for this time around, when I was looking for a producer to work with, I spent a lot of time, and I even delayed the process of working on an album for about a year, just to make sure that I was working with someone who kind of spoke my language a little bit more,
mm-hmm.
and had spent more time working with artists that had a similar style with me, so that we were already kind of working off of the same foundation. So that was a huge thing that I really think ultimately had the greatest effect on the final product for this new album. And I think also, I mean, I even, after determining that I wanted to work with him and knowing that his schedule wasn't very flexible, he was on the road a lot, I delayed the album for another 3 months just so that I could work with him, because I knew it was ultimately going to make or break the album.
Well, considering that, what was it really like to work with Sol Simon McWilliams?
It's honestly it's just the best experience I've ever had in the studio. I always tell people that I don't enjoy being in the studio. For one, because there are so many choices that you can make on any given idea. You know, you can have a song, but it can be arranged in so many different ways. The arrangement can stay the same, but you can have any number of instruments playing what the piano live show. So there were just so many little tiny details that needed to be made that always need to be made when you're in the studio, that I think usually whenever I come out of a studio project, I'm just so exhausted and I have just no more energy to give to even the promotion of the album. So that was probably one of my favorite things about working with Sol, is that he was really able to direct the project and direct the creative process and offer his opinions on what he thought would be best, but at the same time, he also was very mindful of working together with me and not controlling it.